Is being a member of a church just about tithing and having your name on the roster? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is Connected to Christ, Why Membership Matters. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Connected to Christ costs $5.99 plus shipping and handling. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Connected to Christ, 1-800-325-3040.
Judaism raises the issue of anti-Semitism. Islam, you're dealing with a group that in the American context is a mainstream and liberal approved victim group. Evangelicals and Catholics are not victims, they're bullies.
If you don't have that sense of that Christ comes to us in word and sacrament, the service becomes much more casual, praise-focused, celebratory, like a wedding reception.
All of the evangelists climax their gospel with the crucifixion, and the resurrection becomes the grand exclamation point upon what Jesus has done in his death upon the cross.
Colorado bicycle commuters love Issues Etc. On your left.
You have heard people describe themselves this way or describe someone else this way. Grammatically, it sounds a bit awkward, but the more we hear it, the more what natural it sounds. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what it means when someone says, I'm woke, or that guy is woke. These ideas are woke. W-O-K-E. If you haven't heard it, you will. It's an ideology that's out there. It's far deeper than even those who use the term woke will acknowledge or even know themselves. And it's firmly planted itself in the American left. We're going to be talking about the left and woke ideology, its connection to an ancient Christian heresy called Gnosticism. Pastor Peter Burfine will be our guest. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. After our conversation with Pastor Burfine, we will turn to a Sunday school lesson on Elijah and the prophets of Baal in 1 Kings chapter 18 with Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel. Joining us to talk about the left and woke ideology, Pastor Peter Burfine, a regular guest, pastor of Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Toledo, Ohio, author of the book Gnostic America, a reading of contemporary American culture and religion according to Christianity's oldest heresy, and a recent column for The Federalist titled Why the Word Woke Encapsulates an Evil, Self-Defeating Ideology. Peter, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
When we hear a celebrity or a prominent activist in our culture describe themselves as woke, what should we understand that to mean?
Well, the way they mean it, it actually started in the Black Lives Matter movement. The word itself came from a kind of a hip hop song. I forget the artist's name, but it came from a hip hop song about 10 years ago. And the way she originally meant it was just as, you know, if you're in a black community and you become woke, you get woke to the way things are in the community and you get woke to what needs to be done, which I don't see a problem with that. But the way it's come to mean is that you become woke to the systems of oppression that are supposedly in place, or the way I like to put it, the cosmic architecture that has been set up by the supposed powers that be. And that leads into my understanding of how it fits into the Gnostic cosmology. But basically, when you wake up to the systems of oppression or just to the structures of power that have been set up by the powerful, by the white, by the male, by the heterosexual, and they set up this architecture of power that's built up of the language, of the signs, of the symbols of society, and that's how they oppress you. So if you grow up and you're black or you're a woman or you're homosexual, you're not aware of just how the system and how all the mental architecture of culture is really oppressing you. You just kind of sleepily go through that. And, you know, you sleepily accept, for instance, that the pronouns are all biased towards males, or you sleepily go through the fact that the system of capitalism all supports white people. Well, when you become woke, you recognize that, oh, these are all systems of oppression. And you begin to understand that the only way to defeat him is to protest it, to violently protest it sometimes. So, yeah, that's definitely something Christians should be alarmed with on several levels. Number one, the underlying theology going on with it, which I would argue is Gnosticism, and the ultimately physical and material denying aspect of Gnosticism, which leads to the antinomianism of Gnosticism, which is basically undermining government, undermining the authority of parents, undermining order, like a law and order society. Gnosticism ultimately sort of undermines that entire, undermines the fourth commandment and also the other commandments. It undermines all that. So that's why Christians need to be concerned about that.
So, for example, recently Katy Perry, I think probably more as a PR gesture than anything, you know, because these pop stars have to constantly reinvent themselves lest we be right. bored for a moment with them. She has recently woke in her own description. But you are not saying that Katy Perry has somehow gone back, studied ancient Gnostic heresy, versed herself in this cosmology of the urge and the demiurge and the archons and all
right,
these things,
right.
and then come out and said, oh, I'm a Gnostic. This is right. not, they are not aware necessarily of the cosmology and the theology behind the statements they are making.
Right. And that's my big argument, is that there's this massive religious movement in America right now that permeates our culture, permeates the minds of people, and it's ultimately Gnostic. And we've talked about this before, I think. I mean, Gnosticism is the natural religion. It's the religion of the self. It's ultimately a satanic religion, and so people come by it naturally. You know, that's why they would never label it, but that's exactly what it is. I mean, and I think the original progenitors of the whole concept of woke would accuse Katy Perry of, what do they call it, cultural appropriation. and I've seen articles on that where they say, no, you white people can't claim to be woke. Only a certain type of people can be woke, because you have to be oppressed. You have to be truly oppressed. Well, Katie's a woman, at least, so on that level she can claim oppression. And who knows what her sexuality is nowadays, but I'm sure at some level she can claim oppression there. But yeah, the fundamental idea is that the culture is set up by these systems of oppression that are ultimately rooted in what we'd say in Gnostic terms, the archons. And those are the whites, the males, the heterosexuals. They're the ones that set up the rules, and those are the powers that need to be overthrown.
So take us into, and it's a deeply complex in its original forms, and it's a heresy that infected not only Christianity, but almost every world religion in the ancient world, and started a few on its own. But take us into the structure of the universe according to ancient Gnosticism, and how this is really truly what is driving man's natural religion nowadays.
Yeah, there's all sorts of different ways we could enter into this. Basically, the Gnostics believe that the world as we understand it, the physical world as we know it, is created by not the true God, but by basically a mistaken deity, a usurper God, a power-hungry God, a greedy God. And he set up the material world. And he set up all the systems and structures by which we understand things. He set up the system of the family. He set up the economic system. He set up the system of nation states and all this kind of thing. And as you are born as an individual in this world, your flesh kind of localizes you into a certain situation. It localizes you with a family name in a certain country with a certain religion. And that's not really who you are, because in you, you have this self, or the Gnostics would say, you have this, you know, the spirit that's trapped in your body. And only once you kind of break free from this prison house of your localized flesh, will you truly be liberated or truly have salvation. So the moment of becoming woke is when you realize that your flesh that localizes you and kind of calcifies your thinking to think like, oh, this is what I am. I live in, you know, Ohio, and I'm a Burfind, and I'm a Lutheran, and all these things. Well, that calcifies your thinking and kind of traps you, and you don't really see the full perspective of the way things are. But once you become woke, you escape that, and you are no longer connected to your flesh, but you're freed from that. And in the ancient church, I mean, this is the theology that St. John is is warning against when he says the Antichrist is anybody who teaches that Christ has not come into the flesh. And that's the ultimate Gnostic teaching, is that Christ should not be understood as a flesh and blood being, and the church should not be understood as something that gathers around the flesh and blood sacrament, and that has rituals and that has doctrines and all these formal qualities. Because formalism derives from formal properties of the created physical order. You know, I mean, there's forms of doctrine, there's forms of language, there's forms of the bread and wine and communion. There's all these formal properties going on in our theology, rooted in the idea that Christ himself has the form of a servant. God himself took on form, the form of body and blood in Christ. And so the Gnostics would say, no, you got to break free from all that. That should not trap your thinking. God is bigger than just Jesus. God is bigger than the language of Scripture. God is bigger than the sacrament. God is something that cannot be localized like he was in the Old Testament with the Hebrew religion. God is something that you can't understand by this calcified thinking when doctrine kind of traps your brain into thinking in certain categories. You got to break free from all that. And only then will you be woke and have that glimpse of what God really is.
So in a nutshell, the material world is evil. The true deity is something that is so transcendent. What Christians or other religions would regard as God is actually an evil being that has trapped us in this material
right.
world. So that everything that we think is kind of the structure of life, the universe, all categories, are all just ways of entrapping our minds or ourselves.
Yeah.
And they need to be dispensed with so that we can truly perceive what is rather than what kind of in the Matrix terms, the veil
yeah.
that has been drawn over our eyes.
Yeah, yeah, just like the Matrix. And whatever the religion, Christianity has its matrix, Islam has its, all the different religions have their matrices in which our minds are trapped because that's how we're born and that's what we grow up in. And so the true glimpse of truth is when you expand beyond that. Yep.
Then let's talk about how that has expressed itself, given that understanding, not surprisingly, in the rejection of things like sex and gender.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, I mean, that's part of the prison. That's part of one of the prison doors that you got to crash through in order to be liberated. Because when you're born, without any, nobody asked you what gender you wanted to be, but you were born with male parts or without male parts. And now suddenly, then the rest of the cultural structures come in and say, well, this is what a girl is. That's what a boy is. And now your task is to break free from that. Why are you bound by what your biology says you are? You should be freed from that. You are a sexless self trapped in a gendered or sexed body or however you want to put it. And it's interesting. Throughout the history of Gnosticism, you see this happening. You see a transsexualism going on. You see homosexuality going on. You see an antithesis against marriage. You see an antithesis against giving birth. All these things that perpetuate the physicality of the universe, procreation, anything that binds you to a family institution or to the institution of marriage, that's oppressive. So that's part of the challenge of you being liberated is getting beyond that.
Pastor Peter Burfeind is our guest. We're talking about the left and woke ideology. On the other side of the break, we'll talk about how this ideology is in so many ways, on so many levels, completely self-contradictory. But the advocates of woke ideology don't care. We'll find out why after this.
Everybody knows the black or white. There's creatures in every shape and size.
Stay woke.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. Issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Is being a member of a church just about tithing and having your name on the roster? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is Connected to Christ, Why Membership Matters. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Connected to Christ costs $5.99 plus shipping and handling. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Connected to Christ, 1-800-325-3040.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
I'm Pastor Watson. Are you tired of entertainment and in need of the peace that passes human understanding? I invite you to Augsburg Lutheran Church in Shawnee, Kansas, to receive the gifts of Jesus. Augsburg is scriptural, traditional, historical, sacramental, and reverent. The Church of the Apostles, the Councils, and the Reformers wants to be your church family also. For more information, visit us at augsburglutheranchurch.org.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans and their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armedforces.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Tuesday, September the 19th, we're talking about the left and woke ideology. Pastor Peter Burfind is our guest, author of the book Gnostic America, a reading of contemporary American culture and religion, according to Christianity's oldest heresy. Peter, if you would, talk about how this ideology, this woke ideology, is completely self-contradictory at almost every level, but also that the advocates of woke ideology don't really care.
Right. And it gets to the fact that, okay, so if the entire physical world is corrupt and a mistake and you know, nothing is really true about this world, well, what does that do with language? And what does that do with logic? And what does that do with science? Because language simply is rooted on the one-to-one correspondence between a conceptual thought and an object in the objective universe. You know, I think the word book, and I see in the objective universe a book. Well, the objective world is all corrupt. So that makes language completely, language is part of the conspirers in this world order that's trying to trap our minds. So the question is well, then what's the purpose of language? Well, typical language, you know, just the way you and I are talking right now, explanatory language or what's sometimes called linear language that kind of moves forward and leads to a point. That's all part of the conspirators with this corrupt world order. But the true kind of language is this language that you see throughout the Gnostic text that's very paradoxical, very poetic and metaphorical. And there's one text that I quote in my book where it's like this whole litany of things, you know, light is dark is light, up is down is up, man is woman is man. You know, it's like the Kink song, it's a mixed up world, you know, boys are girls and girls are boys. I mean, that's the Gnostic way, it's just to kind of basically collapse language down until it doesn't mean anything anymore. And so they thrive on the paradoxes. It's very satanic if you really look at it.
And it can't exist without these things. This is why when we look at, say, the transgenderism movement, it's so easy. A child can find the terrible inconsistencies and self-contradictions in them.
Right.
We can talk about statistics that, as you do in your column, decrying the low number of women in, say, STEM kind of occupations.
Right.
And then practically in the same breath, or maybe even in the same article, a denial that the concept of a woman is representative of anything objective.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, what exactly is a woman anymore? I mean, if you go to biology and say, well, it's a woman that has these body parts and that, you know, that's rooting in biology. And that's just what my biology says. That don't reduce me to my biology. If you say, well, a woman is what Caitlyn Jenner became, which is this kind of glammed up model that looks like something off of Cosmopolitan or Glamour magazine. Well, then the feminists will say, well, that's a cultural construct. Who are you to say that's what a woman is? On what basis? So, and I'm in the military, and I had to sit through this whole training on, you know, a soldier that wants to transition, and At what point do they become a man? At what point are they a woman? And it's and nobody could figure out at what point a man becomes a woman or a woman becomes a man. I mean, because there's no, if you say, well, they have to take hormones and they have to, well, then you're saying that gender is rooted in biology. And that goes against the whole idea that it's not rooted in biology. Well, so can you literally just say, well, I'm a man now. I'm a woman now. The moment someone says, well, what is a woman? This is what it means to be a woman. Now you're getting the, you know, now it's cultural. Now it's a cultural construct. So pretty much there is nothing that defines what a woman is. But yet, and this is the paradox, it's very clearly an issue among today's left that, oh, we have so and so many, you know, women in the, like you say, the STEM occupations. Well, what is a woman? You know, why does that even matter? You know, because it's just a construct in the first place.
Then picking up on that, talk about the kind of weird relationship between woke ideology and science.
Oh yeah, I mean, and this to me is a constant paradox of the left that's been going on, quite frankly, for a while. Because the whole idea of being woke is rooted in sort of this Western philosophical tradition, and you could even argue that it's rooted in sociology. Sociology has come up with its definition of culture, and sociology has basically said that basically we're all trapped in our cultures. We're all enculturated. We all have our beliefs, norms, customs, and behaviors because of the culture that we're in. Well, is sociology not part of that equation then? The people that came up with sociology, the sociologists, do they not also, you know, is that not a belief and norm of the West that they've kind of culturally come to? And I would argue, absolutely it is. I mean, the whole idea of Western science is extremely rooted in Western Enlightenment tradition. And a true open mind would say, well, wait a minute, let's not be so blind, you know, have such a blind spot in our thinking about what science is. Let's think beyond that. But then once you do that, then you're discounting science, and then you're undermining the very thing that led to the whole idea of culture in the first place. And like I say, it's just kind of this big ad nihilo feedback loop that never ends. And it's a constant ongoing paradox.
So is there a relationship here? And I know that things are very complicated, but is there a relationship between what we're seeing now in terms of woke ideology and what we used to call quaintly and so innocently merely, say, a decade or two ago, postmodernism?
Yes, it's the exact same thing. I mean, we are seeing, and it's been, you know, 30, 40 years now, but we're basically seeing the entrenchment of postmodernism and deconstructionism, essentially, as almost the religion of our culture today. Absolutely, it's related to that. Yeah, it's being woke to the cultural systems, the systems of oppression that are in place, and the woke ones are the ones that fight against that, and that explains the violence going on. And I don't know, and the problem is that they have no end state. You know, what's the end state? I mean, we can't ever escape our culture, so culture, there'll always be systems of power and oppression. So because we're in the flesh, because that's just the nature of culture, that's the nature of living in a physical universe. So, you know, ultimately, how do you resolve that tension? And I think they would say, well, when the oppressed have the power. And so it just becomes one big power struggle of who can get the power and who can set up the cosmic architecture on their terms.
But wouldn't that necessarily, if they thought beyond that one step, simply lead them to conclude that the cycle begins again?
Yeah, you would think so. But this is something I kind of realized as I throughout the years as I've been studying Gnosticism, is that it's demonic. And I don't know if you've ever studied or read Malachi Martin's Hostage to the Devil. It's a fascinating account of demonic possession in the Catholic Church. And Malachi Martin does a really good job of kind of getting into the psychology and the whole range of what happens to the person or the victim when they're possessed. And you start realizing that there's just this illogic, you know, up is down is up, left is right is left, there's no truth, there's legion, it's one. It's just a confusing fog of nothingness. And that's kind of how Satan works. He tries to grab you into that and really kind of drive your mind crazy. I mean, as I was studying Gnosticism, you go down this path and you kind of have to back off and you know, read the Word of God just to kind of get your bearings straight. But it's a very mixed up ideology. And that's why, to me, it's, you know, we kind of assume when we debate or when we discuss with non-Christians, we think, oh, they're going to debate on equal terms. It's going to be a intellectual, honest debate, and we're going to be dealing with objective subject matter. But we're not at that point anymore. Now it purely is just power. It's purely emotion. It's purely this kind of inchoate thinking that we're dealing with. And there's no way to get a handle on it.
Where does it lead? I mean, you conclude kind of briefly in your column that this is a house of cards that ultimately collapses under not its own weight, because there's hardly any weight here at all. It just collapses under the slightest breeze. But it seems to be pretty darn strong in our culture.
Yes. And what scares me a little bit is that it seems like you're getting blowback from the right. And because the right now is less and less based in Christianity, they're going to respond in kind. You know, if people want a tribal power struggle, they're going to get it. I mean, it's just going to be one tribe against another until, you know, let the best man prevail and they get to set up the rules. To me, that's why our country would have to get back onto a founding of the free exchange of ideas on this kind of federal understanding of truth, meaning that we can tolerate ideas and live side by side with them, not accept them, but at least there's a what's the word I'm looking for? Pluralism. It's a respect for the pluralistic understanding of our country. But that itself is rooted in Christian ideas. And when, if we ever detach completely from our Christian roots, I mean, that's what our country will be. It's the power struggle. One tribe against another trying to determine who sets up the rules of culture.
In a practical sense, because I think a lot of the young people who have bought into this notion are either, you know, headed toward college, in college, or recently out of college.
Yeah.
Not exclusively, of course, but is it a ideology, the woke ideology, that can actually be lived?
If you live your entire life in anger and constantly pursuing something that can never be, constantly just kind of being angry about the nature of reality. And like I say, my article, kind of beating your fists against the air. Yeah, you wonder if that can be, how long that can be maintained. And I mean, for a lot of people, it's in a negative way. It kind of it's a way to find a sense of belonging in a very disconnected culture that we have right now. I mean, and that's another story going on in our culture right now, that everybody's disconnected because of the internet, because of the loss of faith, because of the loss of community. And so people are looking for that way to say, hey, I belong to something. And I think the whole woke ideology binds people together, even if it's just a negative way. But look at all the movements throughout history that had that same dynamic, such as fascism and communism. So it's just being united in your negativity against something else. Kind of scary, huh?
Finally then, Pastor Berfine, in short, what is the Christian's position and ultimately response to something like woke ideology in the left?
I mean, the thing is we're moving beyond the time where you can discuss things with people, like I said before, because the grounds for discussion have been undermined. And so how do you discuss? I mean, if you say anything, it's, well, you're just saying that as a white male and as a Christian. So I don't have to listen to anything you say. To me, I mean, it's just, we're back to the point of the early church where the response is love your enemy and confess. And then die and then receive your glory as a martyr. I mean, I fear that that's where things are moving towards. But that is the Christian's calling. Love your enemies and know that in the end that will win the day. I mean, like in the early church, they said, see how they love one another and die confessing your faith. Yeah, it's a tough thing to say, but I mean, Christians have no promise that we're going to be friends with culture, that we're going to be accepted in culture, that the world will love us.
Pastor Peter Berfine is pastor of Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Toledo, Ohio, and author of the book Gnostic America, a reading of contemporary American culture and religion according to Christianity's oldest heresy, and a recent column for The Federalist titled Why the Word Woke Encapsulates an Evil Self-Defeating Ideology. You can read it at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Peter, thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat.
Folks, Issues, Etc. is committed to equipping the priesthood of all believers, and that's why we're hosting a second Making the Case conference this year. It's Friday, November 10th and Saturday, November 11th in Houston, Texas. Topics at the conference include religious liberty, the sexual revolution, Christians engaging the news media, the Benedict option, Christian marriage, and Jesus for You. Attendance is limited to 400. Registration is $120 and includes meals on Friday night and Saturday afternoon and evening. Child care is free thanks to the sponsorship of the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education. You can register by check. Just download, fill out, and mail in a registration form at issuesetc.org. You can also register online at our website. The 2017 Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 10th and 11th in Houston, Texas. Pastor Tom Baker is with us on the other side of the break. Our regular feature, Teaching a Sunday School Lesson, will be in 1 Kings 18, talking about Elijah and the prophets of Baal.
Our cities are some of the greatest mission fields on the planet, but the footprint of the church is shrinking. We dare not shrink from our cities. Christ is needed now in our urban areas. From chaos, turmoil, decay, death, and destruction, Jesus brings peace, hope, resurrection, eternal life, and rebuilding. And you can help by being a hero for the city. Find out how at lcms.org/citymission or on Facebook at LCMS City Mission. Every city needs a hero. Capes and helmets not required.
The Law Assumed Sermon, the Gospel Afterthought Sermon, the God Loves You Anyway Sermon. I've written an article in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled An Updated Listener's Guide to the Pulpit. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Matt Richard details his journey from folk Lutheranism to confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal.
Creo en Dios Padre Todopoderoso. Millones confesan los credos cada semana. ¿Pero por qué? Aprende más sobre los credos cristianos y las confesiones luteranas este mes en The Lutheran Witness. Recibe 6 ediciones de la revista principal de la Iglesia Luterana Sínodo de Missouri para $6.99 por visitar a cph.org/trylutheranwitness. The Lutheran Witness, interpretando a un mundo contemporáneo desde una perspectiva cristiana.
Memoria Press now offers 6 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for students with special needs. These full-year curriculum packages for children with learning challenges enable you to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art, poetry, science, history, Latin, literature, and Christian studies with incremental classical methods. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR17 to save on resources for your home or school.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
Our school is committed to authentic Lutheranism, the entire Book of Concord, and indeed to authentic Lutheranism as it has continued to be confessed and practiced through the centuries right up into our own time.
Dr. Cameron McKenzie, chairman of the Department of Historical Theology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
We're committed then to biblical, confessional Christianity and Lutheranism and applying it to the world of today in as effective a way as we can.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu, ctsfw.edu, or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.